Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got our good buddy Dave Anderson with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dave is president of Dave Anderson Learn to Lead organization, which is a leadership, a group of leadership experts who focuses on helping companies like you and me get the most out of our business activity, the most out of our work in the marketplace. He's the author of a number of books, including How to Run Your Business by the Book, also How to Deal with Difficult Customers, on and on, many, many books that he's written on these topics. He's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Dave, in a little bit, we're going to talk about 2010, but before we do that, I want to talk about 2009.
Sure.
When I speak to audiences, I have been asking them this last half of the year, as much as we have been, many of us have been pretty unhappy about, you know, how 2009 has gone, why we found ourselves this year, how many of you have learned something in 2009 that if 2009 hadn't happened the way it did, you wouldn't have learned that, and what you learned is going to be great for your future, and you'd be amazed how many people raise their hand.
Well, you know, that's one of the best parts about 2009. It has exposed a lot of the sins that we committed during the good times in our business.
Yeah.
And we get to face it and fix it. And that's a good thing. That's a positive thing if you're looking for those lessons.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should always look for, obviously, it's kind of hard to think about a silver lining in a financial meltdown like we've had in so much of the country, but indeed the world. But there are things that we've learned about ourselves. We not only learned, as you said, about what we did to get ourselves into this mess, but we've learned a lot about our ability to deal with that, with it, and to persevere, haven't we?
Well, you know, we have. We measure a year by what we get, but I think 2009 you measure by what you became.
And, I like that.
You know, to get more than you've got, ultimately you've got to become more than you are. And this year, we became a lot more. We changed. We stretched. You know, we made tough decisions. A lot of us took risks that we weren't willing to take during the good times. We made some tough calls concerning expenses.
Yeah.
We had to get back to our strengths. You know, during the good times, you go all over the radar with all these things you want to dabble in and try.
Because you think you're so smart.
Well, you do. You know, we mistake a bull market for brains, don't
right.
we? And you know, in a downturn, you have to get back to what you're best at. You have to get back into your zone. And I'll tell you, I think one of the best things is a lot of companies got back to taking care of their customers.
Yeah.
And it got back to the basics of, look, let's take care of what we've got. We can't grow consistently if we don't keep what we have. We have to go back and re-engage our customers. And these are all tremendous benefits of this tough year.
I have noticed that customer service seems to have improved in 2009 over where it was in previous years. Have you?
Well, it's been humbling.
And I'm talking about just out there on the level where the customer meets the employee.
Absolutely. I think you've seen it even in unusual places like airlines.
Right.
You've seen it in taxi cabs in cities like New York and Las Vegas. You know, we book seminars all over the place. And in good years, you can't even get these people to return your calls in Las Vegas at these hotels.
Right.
And this year, they're really bidding for your business, you know, and they're trying harder to please you while you're there. So this is, people forget really quick, Jim, and they have to hold on to these lessons and say, you know what, I became more as a leader, I became more as a coach, I became more as a business person. I don't want to let that slip away and fall into some of those same arrogant tendencies I had when I thought I'd never see another poor day.
I want, exactly, well said, Dave, I want people, and I'm going to place this to myself, folks, is whatever we learned, however diligent we became in 2009, however much religion about we got about loving up our customers in 2009. Let's not forget that, because I'll tell you something. In the future, Dave, the way the marketplace is changing, the way customers are getting more control over the relationship, that's not going to become passe. That's still going to be important, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely going to be important. And, you know, if you're the owner of the business, if you're the leader of the business, your people are really watching you in this role.
Yeah.
And they saw the tough times humble you, and you rolled up your sleeves and you started the basics and doing the right things. And if you start to get away from that, they're going to as well. You
absolutely.
Know, it's when the leader catches cold, the followers come down with pneumonia.
That's
right. The way it works.
Hey, Dave Anderson, folks, is with us, and we just got through talking about 2009, what we've learned in 2009. When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Dave to help us peer over into 2010 and take a look at what's coming at us in that year and what you and I can do probably to be a little more accountable. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dave Anderson is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.